Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal your word to our hearts for this hour. Move on the hearts of the hearers of this message. Bring in conviction, Holy Spirit, as only you can bring. And Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for saving, healing, and delivering in Jesus' name. To the book of St. John, chapter 4, verses number 9 and 10. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. Our thought coming from verse 10 of St. John chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and the question comes, do you know the gift God has for you? Isn't it amazing around certain times of the year, we as humans, we go out and we purchase gifts, sometimes for people's birthdays. We buy gifts for weddings. We buy gifts for anniversaries. We buy gifts for baby showers. We buy gifts for graduations. And the gifts we sometimes buy are things we can more or less afford. And we hope that the gift we're purchasing for the people we're buying them from would accept it. They would be excited as we are when we went out and purchased it. You know, it's a hurting thing to stand in a long line and wait to get to the cash register and you pay for the thing and you have a gift wrapped and you put a bow and everything on it. And then the person you want to have this gift, when you give it to them, they say, no, I really can't accept this. Or they may say, do you have the receipt because I want to bring it back? It may be something negative sometime, and it really hurts from a natural standpoint because you know the time you have taken in purchasing that gift and having it wrapped and all to bring it to a person that you wanted to have this gift, and they're saying, no, they don't want it. Now, that would hurt you as an individual to go through all of that and the person you want to have this gift don't want it. The question comes, my friend, have you received the gift that God has for you? In St. John chapter 4, Jesus is responding to the Samaritan's response. She's telling Jesus, you see, the Jews and the Samaritans, we don't really deal with one another, you know. We don't really kick it. We don't really talk to one another. But Jesus didn't get stuck on the fact of what she was saying. And yet, what she was saying may have been right. But Jesus brought something to her attention. He didn't really get into a debate with her whether or not the Jews and the Samaritans kick it. Like today, you have a lot of stuff like that happening in our world where you have different wars, cultural wars, where certain individuals don't like certain individuals. But Jesus went straight to the point with something. He answered and said unto her, If you knew the gift of God. And my friend, you're listening to me, and the question is being posed to you. Do you know the gift that God has for you? Regardless of who may not like you on the planet, who may not like you in your community, who may have befriended you and no longer want to deal with you, period. The question is being asked, do you know the gift? Because Jesus is asking this woman, if you knew the gift of God, if you only understood that the gift God has given for mankind, it's not an object. That's why I said earlier, we buy gifts for graduations, and that's objects. A watch, a car, you may buy a laptop, a phone, some material thing you may purchase for someone that you want to have. But the gift of God is not an object you can purchase with money. She don't even realize that she's talking to the gift God has for her. And you listening to me, my friend, have you received God's gift? Do you even know God's gift He has given to you? The Bible tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave. See, when you look at giving or gifts or presents, it's something that you purchase and then you give it away, right? Yes. You spend your money to buy something, an object, and then once you purchase it, you give it to the person you want to have. Well, my friend, I want you to grab this. God so loved this world you and I living in that He gave. He didn't say, well, it's going to cost us $1,000 or $1 million, because if salvation came by how much of money we had, all of us would be lost. So what I'm saying, my friend, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So God so loved this world that He gave a gift to show you and I how much He loves us. Although Adam in the beginning caused mankind to be separated from God because of his disobedience, God said, well, I have to rectify what Adam done. Adam caused you and I to be born into sin and shapen into iniquity. But God said, I have to prove to mankind that I love him and that I want fellowship with him again. So God so loved the world that he gave. No, he didn't require you and I to bring money. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So my friend, the question is being asked to you. Do you know God's gift he have for you? It's not a Lexus. It's not a mansion. It's not clothes. It's not a home. It's not money. It's a person. And his name is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't you want rest, my friend? Do you know the gift God has for you? His name is Jesus. And Jesus is saying to you, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. So it's real simple, my friend. When Jesus asked this woman, if thou knewest the gift of God, and the question being asked to you today, do you know God's gift that he has for you? God's gift was wrapped in swaddling cloth, and then later he was laid in a grave. God's gift, my friend, was not put under a tree, but he was nailed to a tree. God's gift, my friend, is alive today. And notice something. When somebody purchases a gift for you, it may be too small, too big. You take the receipt, you bring it back to the store, and you can exchange it, right? Well, the only difference with God's gift, there's no receipt. You can't bring this gift back and exchange it for another. Because this only gift God has given to you and I, the Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How can we get away, my friend, if we turn away from God's only gift in the person of His Son named Jesus? So, my friend, have you received God's gift today? Do you know God's gift He has given to you? Or like I said earlier, we can go down the line. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Target. You can go to Macy's, all these superstores, and purchase an object to give it to someone. And watch this. The gift you purchased for that person, it's not that they was all that good and they did everything right. No. It's something you wanted them to have, so you bought it for them. Well, God knew that there's no person on the planet could have done anything to deserve what He's done for us. It's nothing but His mercy. It's nothing but His grace. That's why the Bible says, for God so loved the world. God's showing us, my friend, He loves us in spite of. And the mere fact that God has given to you and I a gift, the question comes now, what will you do with this gift? Will you receive God's gift today? God's gift, my friend, came to give you eternal life. Do you want this, my friend? God's gift, my friend, came to give you entrance into heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. So unless we receive God's gift He has given to us, heaven, my friend, will not be our eternal resting place. But that can change for you today, my friend. Oftentimes I hear people use the slogan, Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, do you not know seasons come and they go? Jesus shouldn't be a seasonal thing. He should be light for you, my friend. And if you have not received God's gift today, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. It's decision time, my friend. Because if you do not receive the gift God has given to you, and you die without God's gift in your life, you will be eternally lost. But guess what? That's not God's will that you perish, but that you come to repentance. Repentance simply means you acknowledging your wrong to Him, recognize that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. Stay tuned for part 2 of Do You Know God's Gift to You?